And finally this evening, a little relief from a week of scorching hot weather across large parts of the country. The National Weather Service says cooler temperatures are coming this week. At one point this past week, more than 130 million people were under a heat advisory. And while most people avoided the misery and stayed in cool air conditioning, some decided to take advantage of the heat. Here now, some of the sounds this past week of a country trying to stay cool.
Strawberry milkshake?
Yep.
My name is Michaela Rice. I'm out here with my family at Riverside Park having a good time. That's when I had most of my fun back. Yeah, it's hot. The temperature's set to the HE double hockey sticks.
There we have delicious peach banana smoothies with peaches from our farm. We throw in some cran apple juice, some ice.
Yum. It's pretty good. It's nice and cool. Very refreshing as we're all melting away today. I'll take two.
Katie went, and I am from New Orleans. I used to live in Illinois a while ago, but I was shocked. I didn't even know that Chicago had a beach. Pretty nice. We took the train here. It's a great day out. Brody, he's 5. He's having fun. He's enjoying his time out here.
I'm Carol Dolder from Indianapolis, Indiana. We are sailing on our sailboat 23-foot O'Day on Eagle Creek Reservoir.
The song is Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone. Along with the sounds of summer at Riverside Park in downtown Indianapolis, the beach at Lake Michigan in Chicago, a farmer's market in State College, Pennsylvania, and kids at play in Puffer's Pond in Amherst, Massachusetts. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. We post a new episode every Sunday night. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.